Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, what are you doing up so early?
Hey, can I see the same? Nightmare.
Parents?
No, the last person on Earth one.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Could have woken me.
I wasn't gonna do that. You need all the sleep you can get.
If only it were that easy.
You too.
Yeah.
AM?
Parents, actually.
Do you want to talk about it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So what you doing?
Just paperwork, getting a head start in the day.
How long have you been up?
Like an hour or so.
Sam.
I'm used to it by now.
You know, it surprises me a bit that one of your recurring nightmares is being left alone in the world.
Just because I've been alone most of my life doesn't mean I like it.
No, I know that, but you're master of your own universe, you know? That's one of the things that I just really admire about you. I mean, look at you right now. 4 a.m, just going to town on some files. If you were actually the last person on Earth, I could totally see you pulling a Twilight Zone and lining up all the books that you wanted to read.
I do love that episode. And at least I don't have glasses that can be broken.
Uh-huh, exactly.
But I control my space because I have to. It's the only thing I can control. And I'm sure from your perspective, it's looked even more intense than it actually is. You know, I've never had to share my space with anyone else before.
Yeah, you still get freaked out whenever anything moves from your bedside table.
It's like being haunted. No, seriously, I lived alone for 10 years and I still live alone, but...
Yeah, but I'm here moving things around.
Exactly. And when I forget that, it might as well be a ghost that put the dishes away.
Not something you have to worry about as the last person on Earth.
True. But you know that's not always a good thing. You know what it's actually like.
Not really. I mean, I had people to watch. I had you to talk to eventually, and I know some of your trips and your nightmares aren't like that.
Yeah, it is easier when there's people to look at. But, yeah, it can be beautiful being that alone. You're right. I don't always hate it. On trips, I don't mind it so much. I know I'll come back.
But in the dream, you don't know that.
Right. It always starts normal, you know? Like, I'm in my real life, and then all of a sudden everything's gone. I'm alone, and I can't get back.
Next time, wake me up.
You know I'm not gonna do that. You never wake me up.
Yeah, because you're already always awake.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You operate on, like, no sleep. I'm really starting to think you're actually some kind of superhero.
Oh, yeah. Anxiety girl. I'm very powerful.
With her steadfast companion, repressed trauma boy.
Oh, we should go back to bed, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we fully entered the no making sense stage of the middle of the night.
Oh, I'm sorry. Had we ever hit the making sense portion of this evening? I think I missed it.
Shh, hush, you. You put your files away and go to bed.
Bossy.
Learn from the best.
Do you think Caleb and Adam are mad at me?
Are we supposed to be sleeping?
Oh, come on. I know you're a wig. It's just... Yesterday, I was... Do you think that they're mad?
You were being a little... harsh with Adam.
I know. It's just... Every time I look at him... I see her.
He's a really good kid.
I know that.
Do you think... If you tried to get to know him a bit, it might help?
Yeah. Maybe. How would that even work, though? I mean, I'm 10 years older than the kid. It's not like we're gonna hang.
True. I was thinking, last night it was kind of nice.
It was?
Well, you know, obviously not the arguing and the shouting bits, but everyone being in the same room, that was nice. We haven't had that since my birthday.
Oh, because that was such a resounding success. Last I checked, we accidentally got a minor completely smashed.
Okay, yes, there were some hiccups. But I think that's why we need more of it.
More what? Binge drinking as a group?
No, definitely not that. In fact, never mind. I think some kind of, I don't know, atypical support group could be nice. We could get to know Rose better, get used to being around other atypicals.
Maybe get some more research materials while we're at it.
There's just so much we don't know, Mark. Especially...
Especially about me.
Yeah.
Still no luck in my files, huh?
You know, I've pulled back on the hacking.
That's too bad. Hacker Sam's kind of hot.
Do you want me to keep trying?
Can you not ask me serious questions while I'm trying to flirt with you? No. I don't know. I doubt that there's anything in there that would surprise me. I mean, I was there. But if you need it...
No, it's not about what I need. I'm not going to go poking in your past unless you say it's okay.
But you'll observe how my ability works around our friends?
Not if you don't want me to.
Wow, that was really convincing.
I just don't know what to do, Mark.
What are you so worried is going to happen?
I don't know. That's the problem. I have no idea what's coming next. What happened with Damien was bad. Him taking you, manipulating you, all the threats he made against us. But we got through it. But Wadsworth...
She scares you.
Of course she scares me. She hurt you. There's nothing scarier than that.
But I'm out. And she's not coming after me. And if she did, you'd come rescue me again.
It didn't go so well the first time.
So there were a few bumps in the road. You were still my knight in shining armor. You saved me from the dragon.
But what if there are other dragons? I don't know how to fight every kind of dragon, you know? If I don't know what kind of fire they breathe or how resistant you are to that fire...
This metaphor is getting away from you, babe.
I need to know how to keep you safe. I don't want to do anything that makes you uncomfortable. I know there are things that you don't want to talk about, and I respect that, but...
You need to know how to make a sword that will kill all kinds of dragons.
Right. And I'm not even at that stage. I can't protect you or me or Chloe or Caleb against risks that I don't even know exist yet.
You know... You can take the cape off for a day, Anxiety Girl. The world is not going to crumble around you.
What if it does?
Then Repressed Trauma Boy will be here to help you ignore it.
If I hang up my cape for a bit, will Repressed Trauma Boy cool it on the scotch for a few days?
Scotch is how Repressed Trauma Boy gets his powers.
Mark.
Oh, look, it's morning. Time to get up and carpe the diem.
Mark.
It's going to be a good day for picture taking, so I think I'll just spend it wandering around. What do you have on the agenda for today?
Mark, this is exactly one of those risks that I know nothing about. We don't know how alcohol interacts with your ability, and even if you weren't atypical, the way you've been
Sam,
going...
Sam, this is one of those things. This is just one of those things I don't want to talk about, okay?
Mark.
Fine. Do you want to talk about how I can hardly cook here? Because if I leave the stove on for a second, you turn off the gas and take everything off the heat. Or about how you still won't get in the car with me. Or about sometimes I wake up in the morning and you're not there. You're not anywhere. And you come back and you won't talk to me for like half a day. It's not even like you're ignoring me. It's like you forget that I'm there.
I never forget that you're there.
Then why do you go on trips in the middle of the night? Why was the past half hour one of the only times in months we've actually been in bed together in the morning?
I have nightmares. You know that.
But that's not always what it is. Sometimes you're just gone. And unless your control is slipping and you're not telling me...
I'm afraid to stay asleep, okay?
Why?
Because I was starting to get used to it. I was starting to get used to having you here, and if I get up before you and take trips or spend the night filing, then I won't wake up alone.
I think I've made it pretty clear that this isn't some kind of fling.
I know.
I'm not that kind of guy, Sam.
I know you're not. That's not the point.
Then what is?
I didn't get to have this. It was never possible. Because my whole life was already impossible. I can do things that no one else can, and that means I don't get to have normal people things.
You met your superpowered boyfriend in 1810. You still don't really have normal people things.
I don't trust it.
Do you trust me?
Of course.
Then trust that I'll be there, even if you sleep in for once in your life.
I can barely trust that Darwin will still be here in the morning.
Darwin and I aren't going anywhere.
Okay. then can you trust me when I say that I'm worried about you? You can't start drinking at 2 p.m. every day.
I didn't have a drink for 4 years, Sam. I think I'm due.
That may have been a way to justify it at first, but you know that this isn't healthy.
Don't try to diagnose me. I get enough of that from Joan.
I'm just trying to take care of you. And maybe you should listen to your sister every now and then.
I do. I just... talking to her has been hard since... you know, we've been walking on eggshells around each other for the last 3 months, and I don't know how to make things go back to normal. I hurt her, and she hurt me, and normally we would just do the classic Bryant freeze-out for a few weeks, but... this isn't her disapproving of art school or me disliking her boyfriend. It's all too big.
Oh my God, you two are infuriating sometimes. I swear, I've had this exact conversation with Joan. Talk to her.
Sam.
Nope, I'm sorry. You've been here the past 6 nights. You are going home today. I am officially kicking you out. You're going to cook your sister dinner without fear of the burners being turned off, and you're going to talk to her.
And what, you're just gonna sit in this big house all by yourself?
No. I'm going to try and win my cat's affections back because he's become far too attached to you.
Are you sure that he's the one who's becoming too attached to me?
And I'm going to call Frank, who has the night off tonight, and we are going to have a chess rematch.
You're never going to get over that, are you?
I thought I was good at chess. But I guess playing online my whole life didn't prepare me to play against a live person.
Also, Frank is better.
Also that.
Okay, I will have some quality sibling bonding time.
Sober?
Baby steps, Samantha.
Mark.
You think I haven't noticed how both of you have stopped buying alcohol?
And you think we haven't noticed that you've been buying it anyway?
Touché.
You're stronger than this, Mark. And I do trust you. But if you want me to be able to hang up my armor every now and then, I need to trust that you'll take care of yourself.
These metaphors have got to stop. Yeah, I will. So, if I'm spending the weekend with Joan, I think I should try and do that other thing first.
Yeah.
Do you think you could get all that paperwork together this morning?
What do you think I was doing in the middle of the night?
Nicely done, anxiety girl.
Can't say I'm not prepared. Mark, what are you doing here?
Hey, Joni. Do you have a sec?
Yes, several.
Can I have Damien's address? I'm going to try to take care of that today.
Oh, of course. Sam didn't have it?
She probably did, but I wanted to talk to you, I guess.
You did?
Yeah, of course. I still value your opinion on things.
I never could have guessed.
Can we not do the whole passive-aggressive, pseudo-silent treatment thing?
I'm not trying to do any kind of passive-aggressive, pseudo-silent treatment thing. That's your MO, not mine.
Oh, you invented it. Okay. I didn't come here to fight, so I just...
got bullied by Samantha into talking to your sister?
No. Yes. Jesus, did she give you the same talk?
She did.
I think you were too good of a therapist to her, Joni. She's so much better at talking about her feelings than I am.
And you've always been better than me.
So we're really screwed, huh?
Pretty much.
I'm not mad.
Okay. You're going to have to be a bit more specific.
About you taking him to the AM. I know you think that I'm mad at you, but I'm not. It was the right call.
You're mad I didn't side with you.
I didn't say that I was mad about anything. But yeah, a little.
I did what I thought was best for you in the long run. I won't apologize for that.
I know, but that's not my issue. You know how much I hate being treated with kid gloves. You're always the one making unilateral decisions for us, and I'm tired of it.
We took a vote, Mark. I'm not obligated to vote with you just because I'm your sister.
I know, but it still stung. After everything that I told you, it still stung.
And I'm sorry for that, but it was the best decision.
Yeah, it was. A little good it's done to us now.
I thought you'd have been happy about the most recent development. We got the best of both worlds. Damien lived, and he didn't get trapped in the AM forever. And based on what Rose said, it doesn't even sound like he was treated all that badly there anyway.
Yeah, well, you can't quantify someone's suffering, Joni. Come on, you're a psychologist. You know that.
Psychologists have feelings too, Mark. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I don't approve of what the AM is doing. You know that. But I think I'm allowed a little bias when it comes to Damien.
You're not usually the one who holds grudges, Joni.
Yes, well, I've changed somewhat in the past 5 years.
Yeah, I know. Why do you think we have such a hard time talking now? We don't even know each other anymore.
Don't say that. That's not true.
I don't know what to do, Joni. I thought I knew who you were and who I was and who we were, but everything that's happened, I'm just lost.
You're not the only one.
You want to talk about it tonight? I'll make you dinner.
You know, China House is still open.
Stop. Do they still make their dumplings with a metric ton of grease?
I believe they do. Oh. I haven't ordered from them in a while, but it might be fun to relive my grad school days.
Yes, let's do it. I'll pick up that beer that you like, or... Actually, why don't I just pick up some dessert? Tbilisi's?
Nothing pairs quite as well with terrible Chinese takeout as a Russian pastry.
Exactly. What time are you done today?
I'm not sure. I'll be home around 5, probably.
All right, perfect. So I'll just go do this, then.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. I don't really have what you'd call a plan.
You rarely do.
Exactly. And things always turn out fine.
You were kidnapped and then in a coma for 2 years and then kidnapped again.
Right. Yes, valid point.
I don't want to... I don't know how to help you without psychoanalyzing you, so I'm just going to say that I'm here. If you want to talk through it.
Thanks, Joni. I don't really know what there is to talk through.
How are you feeling about seeing him?
If you're not going to psychoanalyze me, don't try to therapize me either.
It's just a question mark.
I don't know. I haven't seen him since the incidents, you know, so... It's not like we had a real conversation then either. Although, I guess the phone call the other day counts.
Why did you even pick up?
I didn't know it was him. And then he was smashed beyond belief and it just sort of caught me off guard.
Being without his ability has clearly rattled him.
Yeah. He kept saying that it was allowed because it was a special day, and I have no idea what he's talking about.
What day did he call you again?
Thursday.
Ah, his birthday.
Wait, really?
That's the one piece of biographical information about Damien that I always suspected was actually true. I think he hoped I would acknowledge it somehow.
Fat chance.
Indeed. What did you two talk about?
Not much. I mostly just yelled at him.
Why didn't you just hang up?
I don't know. There's like some weird Pavlovian response. I spent 3 months answering his questions, and now when I hear his voice, it's like I drop right back into that mode. Jeez, that's pretty fucked up, huh?
I can't say I'm thrilled about it. Are you sure you want to do this? You don't have to.
I know I don't, but... I think I need to. I need closure, I guess.
Closure on what?
I don't know. I guess we're gonna find out, though.
Mark.
I'll be fine, Joni. I'll see you tonight, okay?
If you at all feel his power come back.
I'll get out of there, I promise. But he doesn't have control over me anymore. Not in the atypical sense, at least.
We are going to talk about this when you get home.
Oh, goody.
Be careful.
I will. It's me.
What are you doing here?
Can I come in?
Why?
Just... I don't want to do this in the hallway, okay? Wow. This is a really nice place.
What are you doing here?
Huh. Really is gone, isn't it?
Why do you say that?
I can't feel anything. I don't have access to your ability anymore.
It's still there. A bit. Did your sister send you after me? Look, I swear, I didn't know Rose was a patient of hers.
No, I'm here for myself.
Okay. How are you?
Are you trying to make small talk?
I don't know. I don't get what the fuck you're doing here, Mark.
Why did they let you out?
I was a drain on their resources. Wadsworth couldn't get anything from me, so she cut me loose.
Was it bad?
Well, it wasn't Cabo.
Are you okay?
Why do you care?
I honestly don't know, Damien. I shouldn't fucking care how you are, but I do. This toxic whatever, you made me care and now I'm trapped in that.
I didn't make you care.
Oh, so you didn't use your ability to make me like you?
I used it to make you trust
me. And nothing else bled through, right? Because you have such perfect control.
Oh, fuck you.
You, okay, what? What do you feel about me? Exactly.
Excuse me?
You kidnap me, try to bond with me, in whatever weird fucking way makes sense to you. Drunk dial me on your birthday.
How'd you know it was my birthday?
How do you think?
Why would I assume that your sister would remember that particular detail? It's not like she ever acknowledged it.
Well, it's not like you two were ever friends.
But we were friends, weren't we? Before we came back. I know you said we weren't bonding, but we were. I got you out of there. I helped you recover. I thought I was doing it right.
Doing what right?
I don't know, connecting?
Is that all you wanted?
What?
All you wanted was a friend, someone to connect to.
What else would I have wanted?
More power, more control? You don't see a difference, do you? Between someone you connect with and someone you control.
I don't know if you've noticed, Mark, but the way I connect is through control.
It didn't have to be like that.
What are you talking about? You don't... You know we don't get to choose our abilities.
No, no, but you choose what you do with it. I don't understand how you still don't get that.
Well, like you said, I'm not all that good at controlling it.
Did you ever try?
Of course I tried. You had my ability for all of what, a week, Mark? Don't pretend that you were perfect at it. That it wouldn't eat away at you if you had it for your whole life. God, you turned out to be such a disappointment.
Excuse me?
You were supposed to understand. You were the one person who could, but you couldn't even do that.
Don't try and play her game on me, Damien. I played it for years. I know how it works.
I wasn't.
I recognize Wadsworth speak when I hear it. You know, I'm surprised you didn't connect with her. If anyone understands being a manipulative asshole, it's Wadsworth. But oh no, that's right. You don't like being on the other side of the equation.
No one does.
And is that it, Damien? No one ever loved you, so you're bitter forever?
Do I need more of a reason to be bitter?
Well, some of us can be rejected by our parents and not lash out with a decade of abusive behavior.
Oh, because you've been such a saint.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I'm not the only one who's used other atypicals.
Wadsworth told you some stories, huh?
They true?
Yes.
And here you are on your high horse looking down on me.
Oh, it's not at all the same. I was being experimented on. I had no choice.
You were trying to survive, just like me.
No, I had a gun to my head. You've made choice after choice that has led to other people getting hurt.
And yet, here you are. You still care. And you can't blame that only on my ability. So what does that say about you?
You think I still care?
You wouldn't be here if you didn't.
And what about you? Do you care? Not just about my ability or what I could do for you. Did you ever actually care about me?
Of course I did. I do. Maybe I wanted to use you at first, but I stayed, didn't I? I kept taking care of you. I listened to you.
Yeah, you did, Damien. And that's what had me so fucked up because I could never tell what was real and what was you trying to get information from me.
Does it matter?
Of course it matters. Pretending to be my friend to use my ability is not the same as being my friend.
Why can't it be both? Why couldn't I have been your friend and wanted to share my power? I didn't want to use you, Mark. I wanted us to be together, to be equals.
To do what? What was the plan?
I don't know, man. I didn't have the next few years mapped out. I just thought it would be nice to be with someone who understood me.
But you never asked me. You never asked what I wanted, how I felt. You made all the decisions for us.
You were sick.
Yeah, at first, but I begged you. I begged you to take me back to my sister, and you made me believe that I couldn't trust her. You have no idea what that did to me, Damien. You and Wadsworth took something that was already fragile, and you shattered it. The person I love most in this world, and you took her away from me.
Don't take out your beef with Wadsworth on
me. I'm not. I'm just trying to make you understand.
Understand what?
That I'm telling you that you hurt me.
I've told you over and over, and I need you to understand that that's real. No matter how much you try to ignore me or try to justify what you did, you hurt me, and that isn't something you get to control.
What, so I don't get a say in this? How is that fair?
That's free will, Damien. It's not fair. None of it is fucking fair, and that's life. We bleed and fight and love and hate and hurt each other, even when we don't mean to.
And I didn't mean to.
But you kept doing it, even when I told you what I needed, what I wanted. It was always about you.
You didn't give me a chance. You left.
If you treat other people like disposable toys, eventually they're gonna leave you before you can throw them away.
But I didn't throw you away.
No, you just lied to me for months. Kept me in a little box that only you opened when it was convenient for you. And that was just the start.
I won't lie to you anymore, okay? What? Jesus, what do you want from me? Why did you come here? It hasn't been long enough.
It hasn't been long enough for what?
For you to forgive me.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, look. You want to do this? You want to put it all out there? I'm powerless. I hope it comes back. I really fucking hope it comes back, but I know that it might not. And I shouldn't have called you the other day, but I wanted to hear your voice because this is hard. Living life like a normal person is hard. And the AM has been absolutely no help. And I don't know what to do because I have no bank accounts, no license, no identity without my ability. But you're still here. And you came here today, and that means something.
Damien, I came here to...
I'm actually happy to see you. I'm happy to see you. You know, the last time I was happy to see someone, I think I was 19. But you still shouldn't have come here because not enough time has passed. You're still pissed about what happened in November.
Of course I'm still pissed about what happened in November.
But at a certain point, you won't be pissed anymore. And then we can go back to where we were last summer.
We can what?
I can't make you forget what I did anymore. But time is supposed to heal all wounds, right? You'll get over it eventually and then we can move on, but all of this fighting is just gonna slow that down, so you know what, you should leave.
I'm sorry, are you saying that you've just been biding your time? That's why you haven't contacted any of us? Because you just assumed that time would heal all wounds? And then you could be part of the gang?
I mean, yeah. Not that I necessarily want to be part of the gang or anything. I mean, look, your friends haven't exactly been good for my health, but we can get past this. You all flipped your lids and just need some time to cool off. And hey, I get it, Mark, I do. I made some mistakes, I hurt you, but we all make mistakes, right?
Yeah, Damien, we all make mistakes, but there are different fucking degrees of mistakes, you know? Oh, God, are you saying that if you did have your ability still that you would have just mind-warped us all into forgiving you?
There's nothing wrong with speeding along an inevitable process.
Of course there is!
Once my abilities come back, you won't even remember you were mad at me in the first place. It'll be like it never happened.
Wow. Wow, okay, no. You know what? This is good. This is what I needed.
What?
I needed confirmation that you are actually the unrepentant bastard everyone thinks that you are.
Oh, is that why you came here to make me the villain?
No, Damien, I came here to... I wanted you to make a different choice, I guess. I hope that maybe you'd have changed a little, but you, honest to God, haven't learned a thing, have you? You never do. And I keep expecting you to, and you don't. And so I am ending this cycle right now.
What the hell does that mean?
It means, Damien, that we're done. We are well and truly done.
Come on. I was mostly kidding about making you forget.
No, you weren't. God, I can't believe anything you say. I don't know if you or the ability came first, but you're too twisted together for me to tell you apart.
Okay, but I don't have my power anymore. There's just me, and I am not a threat.
Oh, of course you are. You're poisonous. You want me to forgive you, but you won't actually do anything about it. I don't think you really understand what you need to be forgiven for. So let's have a fun recap. You forced my sister to give you therapy and tell you things that she would never tell anyone. You kidnapped me, lied to me, threatened to make the woman I love kill herself, attempted to kidnap a teenager, and then manipulated a completely innocent girl so you could get back in our lives.
I told you that's not what went down.
Do you even know what you did to Chloe?
What are you talking about? My ability never worked.
Yeah, but physically assaulting her did. Did you know that she's had a hard time using her power ever since you knocked her out? She's had to go away. She's in pain. And she might never recover, by the way. You did that.
I didn't know that.
And all the while, my head was so fucked up from you brainwashing me for months that I actually felt bad for you that this whole time. I don't... You honestly made me question, like, reality, and yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but I know that's not entirely my fault. The things you've done are unforgivable. What you did to Chloe, unforgivable. Sam and Adam, what you threatened to do to them, that is unforgivable. Do you understand that?
I told you I wouldn't have actually done anything.
Why should I believe a goddamn word that comes out of your mouth, Damien? You made me doubt myself, my own thoughts. And I'm done compensating for that doubt by trusting in you. I'm sorry that your life has been hard, and I'm sorry that you got fucked around by Wadsworth. That's the last thing I wanted, trust me, and I'm honestly sorry. I couldn't be what you needed. But this isn't good for either of us. And I'm done trying to make you better. It just makes me feel worse.
Mark.
Damien, maybe you can go somewhere else, move on, learn how to be someone who doesn't poison everyone they meet. I don't know. But you can't stay here.
What?
You need to get out of here. Out of this apartment, out of this city. Out of our lives for good.
What? This town isn't big enough for the two of us? Are you serious right now?
Extremely.
It doesn't have to be like this.
It absolutely does.
No. No, I won't leave.
Why not? What's left for you here?
It's my home.
Not anymore.
Hey, if you don't want to be in my life, then you don't get a say in it.
If you don't leave, I can't promise what'll happen to you.
Oh, look at who's making threats now.
I'm not threatening you. I'm trying to... Wadsworth will come after you. The AM will come after you. It's only a matter of time. You should just get out while you can.
And they won't come for you?
I have people who will protect me.
Okay, I get it. I'm not part of your little club, so I get exiled.
This isn't about some dumb clique, Damien. This is about the fact that your presence here makes people I love feel unsafe. Makes me feel unsafe.
I would never hurt you. I swear.
You already have. That's the whole fucking point.
Come on, Mark. Oh. What can I do to make it right? There has to be something I can do.
There isn't. This is just who you are, Damien.
No, no, it's not. I can change.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. You want me to stay powerless? Fine, I can do that. You want me to grovel to all your friends? I'll do it. I can change. Just tell me what to do, Mark. Please, look, I'm asking. You get to decide.
You think that's what I want? To be the one calling the shots? That's not... Damien, it's not supposed to work like that.
Then tell me how it's supposed to work. I don't know how to do this.
I can't. I'm sorry. There I go again. The one apologizing when... With all that, it never occurred to you to just fucking say I'm sorry. No, don't. Maybe you can change, Damien. I really hope you can. But you can't do it with me. You scorched all the earth beneath us, and this is me salting the ground.
Oh, good, you're back. The food just arrived.
Shit.
What is it?
I forgot to get the pastry.
That's okay. Mark, are you all right?
I don't know, Joni. I honestly have no fucking clue.
Did you... How did it go?
I think he'll leave. I gave him all the new paperwork that Sam whipped up, and
It's over. I never have to see him again.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Do you want to talk about it?
Why did I care about him, Joan? Why did I want him to be better?
I don't know, Mark.
God, I need a drink.
Mark.
Right, okay. Did you get the dumplings?
Extra grease and all.
That'll have to do.
Episode 48 was written and directed by Lauren Shippen and produced by Misha Stanton, with production help from Jeff Vandreessen. The voice of Mark is Andrew Nowak. The voice of Sam is Lauren Shippen. The voice of Dr. Bright is Julia Morizawa. And the voice of Damien is Charlie Ian. Our music is composed and performed by Evan Cunningham. We'd also like to thank Jordana Williams and Megan Fitzmartin for their various advice and guidance on this episode. The Bright Sessions would not be possible without the support of our patrons on Patreon. If you'd like to join our strange and unusual family, you can go to patreon.com/thebrightsessions. The Bright Sessions will be taking a hiatus for the month of February, and will return on March 7th with episode 49. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at Bright Podcast for updates, and, as always, stay strange.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.